This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The line, I do have a Trevor Shaku, he's spokesperson at the South African Federation of Trade Unions, and we're actually tracking the progress and impact of the expanded public works program. We know this is one of those government initiatives that are supposed to really boost skills and even job opportunities for many South Africans, but it's important for us to take stock of the impact of such programs and to make sure that we're not shooting into the dark, spraying and praying and not really making any real inroads where unemployment is concerned. Trevor, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and thanks for having us.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure today, celebrating 20 years of the EPWP program there, Trevor. In your opinion, has this program been successful?
Look, this program has, in our view, managed to create employment, although we will, of course, give a view of the type of employment they've created. But secondly, they've also attempted to provide social relief to the millions of young people and old who cannot find employment in the mainstream economy. And thirdly, they've managed to also contribute to services and assets. Now, in the context of what has transpired, therefore, we think that EWP was able to manage at the basic level to provide such particular services, but also at the same time provide the social relief for those people.
We must also talk about, Trevor, the issue of employment, work opportunities versus actual jobs here, and whether, this model of opportunities is feeding into, good, permanent, respectable, dignity-giving employment.
Look, what this type of employment has shown us over the years is that, one, it is creating perpetual precarious type of a work. But two, that in that perpetual precarious type of a work, they are actually not even moving towards a decent wage for the employees who are employed in this particular program. And it is for those reasons that the South African Federation of Trade Unions and its affiliates, the National Union of Public Service and Allied Workers, NUPSO, have actually consistently over the years been organizing the EPWP workers to demand absorption and permanent employment by the various departments that utilize their services. Because one thing that we also have to highlight is that in various departments where they are employed, quite often, when the Public Service Administration actually go on to reduce the public service headcount as a way to try to meet the fiscal consolidation from the National Treasury, what they do is, because whether you embark on a natural attrition, a headcount reduction through natural attrition or not, what remains a fact is that the work that those people whose posts are not being filled continue to be there. It does not go away because you have suddenly eliminated such particular posts on your staff enrollment. Two, three, you have to also look at the fact that to fill these particular positions and have people and human resource working in those particular positions, they've actually been utilizing the EPWP workers. So it's more of an exploitation that is based, of course, on the gap that is created by the reduction in the headcount in the public service. So these are the issues that unfortunately have characterized this program. We as SAFTU would have thought that this program should be part of the jobs guarantee scheme, and I will elaborate later what we mean by it being a jobs guarantee scheme, which ought to of course be taken differently from the normal staff establishment in the public service as it stands. But those are the dynamics we have come across. A lot of casualization, precarious work with no security of tenure on their contracts, of course, and also them not even treated respectfully in those particular departments where they are working, because they're just ordered to do this and that, and there is no proper structured work that they do. Of course, for instance, in road transport and infrastructure, where they also assist in maintenance and repairing of roads. They are doing the most important job, which of course they should do. And there are other areas where, of course, the jobs guarantee in our view beyond the EPWP could be able to be utilized to ensure that such particular works in the public service and the public sector in general are catered for.
Let's talk about why you do think that it should be part of the workers' guarantee program, why that program is better. What is it about that program, Trevor, that seems to stand out better for you or fare better for you?
Look, so we have said that you have the problems in this country revolving around the lack of growth. That's what they tell us, by the way. And we also agree that, of course, there's lack of growth. The second thing is that they say because of lack of growth, we are experiencing the problems we're experiencing. What are those problems? The problems of high debt-to-GDP ratio, the problems of high budget deficit as a result of low collection of revenue. Now, what do you use to resolve these issues? Our solution is spending. They think that, in fact, if you spend more on the EPWP, you'll be wasting the money and you'll be ballooning the debt. But actually, quite contrary, you will get the results on the opposite, because what will happen is that the problems have been proven even through Statistics South Africa. The manufacturing underutilization cost in this country is because of low demand, which means that the producers of goods and services are not incentivized to expand production because the demand has declined by 10%. This is Statistics South Africa. If demand has declined by 10%, what do you do to incentivize the owners of the means of production to expand production? You will have to ensure that you rebuild the aggregate demand. And part of building that aggregate demand will be to expand EPWP, but also pay decent wage for those workers. But at the same time, also look at other areas such as the basic income grant. But if you expand the EPWP to a greater number of people, the pool of those who will be receiving even the basic income grant might close, because you'll be catering for those people who really need income through work. It will not even be just an income that looks at consumption, but it will also be a payment to workers who are actually producing actual value. Because if you look at the EPWP people who are in the road infrastructure and transport, you see those people are actually creating value there, because they are repairing those roads, they are cleaning those streets, and all of that. Mm-hmm. That is value creation in the economy, and would be recorded as such on the GDP. So we think the problems here ought to go to the macroeconomic strategy of the ruling party. It's quite misplaced. And EPWP, though they continue to retain and sustain it, they, in my view, are misplacing it. And that is the reason why they are paying lower wages to the EPWP workers, but also they are not even looking at ways to absorb them.
Then I must ask you, Trevor, as you make mention of this conversations with the ruling party, the various departments, public works and infrastructure, are there platforms where you do engage on such things? Because, of course, as the trade unions, you would understand a little bit better about what it takes to ensure that the program, first of all, provides, those who participate with a dignity, with the ability to meaningfully participate in the economy. And if that's really missing from the program, then the program is a miss. And that's something that should be discussed and hashed out.
Indeed. It is something that is missed. And we blame it on the strategists in the Department of Finance. These are the people who are, if not in concert with the president and his executive cabinet, they are misleading them. If they are not in concert, they are misleading them. Now, look, the opportunities that lie with the EPWP program could be expanded beyond the reach. For instance, just looking at their objectives, you would, of course, be looking at the increased dangers that teachers and learners continue to face in many schools across the country, and the fact that that on its own raises an issue around how to get protection for them. Now, if you are a person planning around the EPWP, in addition to what already the cohorts of those workers recruited through EPWP are doing, you will add security on top of that and say, let's recruit security workers for each and school, each and every school. If you have, for instance, so far, let's say out of the 23,000 schools you have in this country, you then decide, or maybe out of them you have, say, 5,000 of them that already have security. You have 17,000 of those schools that do not have security. Now, you would be able to add. And remember, if you really say that there's a security need at there, you would need two shifts, at least at night and a day. You're already talking about 17,000 to 20,000 workers. And if you double that by two shifts, you will then have double that amount, about 34,000 and more. Now, these are the things in our view, including hospitals, including other areas, through which the expanded public works program should be expanded. In fact, it should be expanded looking at the public service, and it should also be expanded still in the public works so that there's continuation of the creation of value whilst at the same time you're providing a decent income to the people who need it.
Well, Trevor, that's all we have time for this evening. Certainly giving us a lot to think about today and maybe worth engaging the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure on this program and its sustainability. Thank you so much for your time this evening. It's been a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. That's Trevor Shaku, spokesperson at the South African Federation of Trade Unions.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.